Cape Talk.
5 things to do this weekend.
Another busy weekend for Cape Town up ahead of us. We're going to kick up taking care of our tummies with an event that's actually the first of its kind here in Cape Town. If the mere mention of spaghetti bolognese or a pizza quattro stagioni makes you salivate, then get yourself down to the Range Conference Center in Tekai tomorrow for the first ever Pizza and Pasta Festival. Comfort food at its Italian best. On the line with me is the organizer of the festival, Lyle Masters. Lyle, great to have you with us today. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure. Tell us about what's happening this weekend. For starters, how many different pizza and pasta vendors are taking part?
Well, we've got quite a robust selection. The last few months, we've been pretty much trying every pizza place in Cape Town, so we've all put on like 11 kilos in pizza.
What a nice job.
But we've, being the first one, we're testing the waters out, but we've got about 27 different vendors here, everything from the pizza and the pasta stands to food trucks. We've also got a beautiful the candy shop. We've got Las Paletas, a good gelato on the go.
Yum.
But the big players are obviously Colcaccio's on board. We've got True Pizza, Pastacino, which is an institution in the Seapoint area, Roman's Pizza, Bella Italia. There's plenty, guys. Pasta Factory, you name it, we got it.
Sounds absolutely delicious. So I assume you arrive and you eat a lot of pizza and pasta, but there's more to the event than that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, when you arrive, your armband gets you 3 samples, so you can go and sample places that you haven't been to before, and then from there on out, you can purchase by the slice or small pizzas. You know, the whole idea was kind of like a wine route, but we're doing a pizza route. So we don't want anyone to get full on one pizza restaurant, because you can do that any night of the week. It's an opportunity to try all the pizza restaurants in one sitting.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, you know, it's very cool. We're very excited. We've also got an amazing local lineup. So we've got people like Daniel Barron, we've got the Josie, Sean Cox Trio, Sunset Sweatshop, a whole bunch more bands playing, which we're very excited about. We're quite proud of our lineup.
Okay. Now, you've got different options in terms of the time of day you can come. You can come for lunch, you can come for dinner, you can stay the whole day if you love pizza that much. What's the cost of the tickets, and does it vary according to which option you've gone for?
Yes, right now they are available at all the Pick and Pay stores and tickets, and they are 220 Rand for a lunch or a dinner pass, or 250 for an all-day pass, which are almost sold out. Lunch is almost sold out as well, so if you do want to come, we suggest that you purchase quite quickly, and if you do arrive at the door, it's 280 Rand, but those will be limited. So if you do want to arrive and pay at the door, we suggest you get your quality to avoid disappointment.
Okay, and I believe you've got a kiddies play area to keep the little ones entertained.
Yes, absolutely. Kids are very important to us. So we've got a dedicated kids area with minders, with jumping castles and playgrounds and face painting and balloon twisters and movies and popcorn. So you can check your kids in, and you can go have a few pizzas and some drinks with your friends, and your kids will be well looked after. But they're more than welcome to join. We are also dog friendly.
Aha. Okay, I assume dogs on leashes though, Lyle.
Yeah, dogs on leashes. You know, we design our festivals to incorporate the entire family. So that's what we do.
Now, Lyle has very generously made 2 double passes for the dinner session available to us to give away. And before I remind you about the ticket prices and where to buy them, let me say this. If you'd like to go to the Pizza Pasta Festival on our bill, as it were, call me now on 021-446-0567. I'm going to ask you a fairly simple question that relates to pizza or pasta. And if you can give me the correct answer, we will reward you with a double dinner pass to the event on Saturday. And that's for the evening session from 5 till 10 p.m. While we wait for those calls to come through, just to recap the cost and the details, you're booking your tickets on web tickets, options ranging from 180 to 220 Rand if you book in advance, and it's 280 Rand if you arrive at the door, although those tickets are limited, so please be mindful of that. The door in question is the Range, which you'll find in Orpen Road, Tekai. Lyle, just in closing, is there a website or email address we should direct listeners to?
Right now, I think the best option, we're on site busy building at the moment, so it's a little bit sporadic, our replies. I think the best would be to message our page, which is the Cape Town Pizza and Pesto Festival, or on our, page is probably the best option. Or you can email us, Cape Town Pizza Pasta Fest at gmail.com.
Lyle Masters, thanks so much. One of the organizers of the Pizza and Pasta Festival. So I'm looking for two callers to win tickets to that event. In the meantime, we have got one caller on the line already. Tara in Takai, just around the corner from the event. Good afternoon to you. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Tara, how old are you?
I'm 13.
You're 13, okay. I don't know how much pasta you eat at home. Tara, do you eat a lot?
Yes. Spaghetti Bolognese is my favorite.
Spaghetti Bolognese is your favorite. Okay, can you tell me what the name is for pasta when it is in a corkscrew shape? What would they call that in Italian? I'm going to give you one of three options. How about that, Tara? Is it spaghetti, is it fusilli, or is it lasagna?
Fusilli.
That is the answer I was looking for. Tara, congratulations. You've just won a double dinner pass. Enjoy the festival. And we really hope you'll take along whoever helped you in the background there to enjoy the pizza with you. Yes. We've also got Craig on the line from Belleville. Craig, how are you today?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Craig, I'm going to ask you a slightly more challenging question. I mentioned in my introduction a quattro stagioni pizza. Do you know what that name means in English?
Oh, I'm going to take a wild guess. Cheese?
Quattro formaggio would be four cheeses, but I think it's good enough that you got halfway. Quattro stagioni is the four seasons. Good enough for me. Craig, congratulations. We're sending you as well to the Pizza Pasta Festival. Have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
Craig and Tara, please hold the line and our producer will take your details to connect you with your tickets. Okay, so we'll move on from pizza and pasta to the kinds of culinary delights that you prefer to drink. It's the Franschhoek Uncorked Festival this weekend, wholly focused on the offerings of the grape. And those of you who love your rosé, your light fragrant wines, will really enjoy visiting this event and celebrating spring. There's also, though, plenty for you to do, even if you're a teetotaler. Now, on the line with me we've just lost that person on the line, so we'll set that aside and move on to our next event and come back to Franschhoek Uncorked. My apologies for that. We'll rather send you to the big tent that's been put out outside Cape Town Stadium. If you've been driving past, you might have noticed the wonderful mirror tent that's gone up just close to the McDonald's, and that is home to the Cirque Enchanted, which opens today, in fact, and runs until mid-October. It's a beautiful 450-seater tent that's been shipped in from Belgium, and within that tent, you'll be exposed to all kinds of wonderful artists' experiences. And I've got one of the professional artists on the line with me now who's part of that show. Orissa Kelly, at the age of only 22, has performed for the Queen of England and the Prince of Saudi Arabia, no less. She'll be performing for you and I with an amazing skill. What is it that you do, Orissa? Welcome to the show.
Hello, I am a foot archer, or I perform crossbow contortion. So that involves me shooting a bow and arrow with my feet in handstands and other various acrobatic positions.
Orissa, it's not, to say the least, an ordinary profession. How on earth does one become a foot crossbow artist?
Well, it's definitely not your everyday job. I actually came up with the idea after seeing a video on Facebook where someone did something similar with a toy bow. And someone actually tagged me in it and said, I bet you can't do this with a real bow. And I just thought, challenge accepted. And from then on, I started practicing and I became a foot archer.
Okay, and it's an art form that's taken you around the world performing for royalty. How long will you be in Cape Town with this production?
We're in Cape Town until October 15th, I believe.
Okay, so it's a month from today. And yes. Orissa, I know that the shows are Wednesday to Friday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 3 and 8 p.m., and Sundays at 5 p.m. Can't wait to come and see your act. I'm coming along next week. Won't you just tell us one or two other examples of the kinds of things people will find inside that tent?
Yes. Well, first of all, the tent itself is spectacular. It's 350 seats. Completely covered in gorgeous mirrors and sparkles all the way from Belgium. And the acts are so diverse. We've got acts from all over the world. From Russia, we have some knife throwers for a bit of danger. We have a hula hoopist from Australia. We have Cape Town's own trapeze artist. We've got acts from all over, and also world-class comedians and singers.
Orissa Kelly, can't wait to see what you can do with your feet and a bow and arrow. She's one of the performers at Enchanted Cirque, which is on in that special tent from now until mid-October. For more information, please visit www.enchantedcirque.com, and that's spelled C-I-R-Q-U-E. Tickets are 250 rand a person.
Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
We've managed to connect with Franschhoek Uncorked Festival, so let's go back there with a reminder that the event is happening this coming weekend from the 16th to the 17th of September in the Franschhoek Wine Valley. On the line with me is CEO of the Franschhoek Wine Valley, Reinhard Behrens. Welcome to the show and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much and please, good afternoon to the listeners.
Nice to have you with us. I know 17 different farms are involved this weekend. Won't you talk us through what's involved in the event?
Well, it's 17 farms, so you have the opportunity to drink 17 different wines or even more. You have the opportunity to enjoy amazing a variation of foods. And obviously, if you're family, some of the farms cater for kids as well. So it's a two-day event. You can split it over 2 days, but huge variety. You'll meet the winemakers. And it's anything from a boutique winery to a very large winery. So it's a whole mixture of fun and I think great food and great wine.
What more reason do you need to come and visit beautiful Franschhoek? How much are the tickets and where can our listeners book those?
The tickets are 150 Rand. You can go online at Web Tickets, obviously, and book them there. Or you can actually just arrive on the farm. And you can buy a ticket on the farm as well. They are all signposted in Franschhoek. You can also go online to franschhoekvalley.org.za. And there's a website for the Uncorked Festival as well, and where you can download the map. So there are various ways you can get to the to buy the tickets or find out where the events are taking place, because it's not every vineyard that's participating. And the final place would be to go to our information office in Franschhoek at number 62 Huguenot Road, and there will be staff to help you as well. I'm here.
I was just going to say thanks so much for joining us, and we wish you a successful weekend. Hope that lots of Cape Talk listeners come down to join you.
Absolutely, and yes, hopefully including you as well. So I look forward to seeing a lot of people from Cape Town. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Reinhard Behrens. Franschhoek Uncorked Festival. Reinhard is the CEO of Franschhoek Wine Valley. That event this coming weekend is, and for more information, please visit www.franschhoekuncorked.co.za. Now, I'm not going to be going through to Franschhoek tomorrow because I am going to be cleaning up a beach tomorrow. It's International Coastal Cleanup Day, and it'll be probably the fourth or fifth year running, I think, that I'll be involved in the big cleanup that happens at Strandfontein Beach. A lot of corporates get involved at various beaches around the city, and there are also a lot of public cleanups taking place tomorrow. One of those is being coordinated by the Two Oceans Aquarium, and on the line with me is their spokesperson, Renee Leuvener, to tell us what they're up to this weekend. Renee, of course, the amount of plastic that we generate and the amount of plastic that we discard is a big pollution problem, particularly when it ends up in the oceans, which makes it particularly relevant for you at the Two Oceans Aquarium. Good afternoon, and please tell us what you're doing about that tomorrow.
Good afternoon to you and all the listeners. And yeah, tomorrow is International Coastal Cleanup Day. It's a day that's been celebrated or started in 1986, so it's been going for quite a while. And obviously, as an aquarium, our focus is for people to learn about the ocean and learn about the impact on the ocean. And through this day and through supporting it and arranging for a cleanup at a beach every year, and we do and select a different beach every year, we ask people to join us and to make a difference on that day, and we strive for that day to make a difference in the person's life so that they will go and continue with a pledge when they go back to everyday living to do something different. Yeah.
Renee, I hope listeners would like to come down and join you tomorrow. You're at the Milnerton Beach this year. Where should people come? Do they need to book in advance, or do they simply arrive at Milnerton Beach?
Our whole thing with coastal cleanup is the more the merrier. We're at the lighthouse area. You can't miss us. There'll be a gazebo up, and there'll be tables up, and we'll have our mascot there, and there'll be lots of people, and we are asking people this year to please contribute to the cleanup by bringing their own reusable gloves. And so we find that every year we hand out a whole bunch of gloves, and it's not great. So we want people to bring their own reusable gloves, bring a hat, bring some sunscreen and water in a reusable bottle, and come spend 2 hours on the beach cleaning, spending time with your kids, showing them about the beach and teaching them about what our impact is on the nature.
Renee Loewner, thanks so much for the update. Wishing you a successful cleanup, and maybe we can compare notes on Monday of who gathered more bags of rubbish during the course of the cleanup. So Renee is with the team from the Two Oceans Aquarium, who will be at Milnerton Beach. Remember to look for them there 10 o'clock until 12 on Saturday morning. I'm going to be at Strandfontein. I think there's another big one happening at Musenberg and perhaps others that I don't know about. Please consider looking in your area to find your nearest beach and take part in a cleanup on International Coastal Cleanup Day. And last but certainly not least, it's a happy birthday to Gate 69, our sexy cabaret dining theatre in the city bowl, in the city centre, really. If you've not been and paid them a visit, what more excuse do you need than to go and wish them a happy first birthday? They've got 3 upcoming shows to tempt you into the venue if you've not been before. I really enjoyed the production of Hedwig and the Angry Inch, and it's been far too long since I paid a repeat visit. On the line with me is Kathy Specific herself, who is the lady who greets you at the door, or should I rather say her alter ego, who is the owner of the venue, Brendan Van Rijn. Many of you loved him as Frankenfurter in Rocky Horror. Brendan, hello to you. Hello to Kathy. Great to have you both with us.
Hello, Pippa. I was going to say we're missing you. When you're coming to pop in?
I've got to come and visit again very soon. Brendan, happy birthday. I can't believe it's already been a year.
Can you believe it? It feels like, oh no, last year this time we were frantically running around. And I'm sitting quite chilled behind my desk at the moment. A lot changes in a year. It's been, it's almost 365 days for us. And, it's incredible. We just can't believe it. It's the first of many years, I have no doubt.
I have no doubt either, because it's not only a beautiful space, an intimate theatre, gloriously decorated. The quality of production on stage is absolutely superb. The food is also phenomenal. I have to say that the meal was delicious, including the tequila ice cream at the end was absolutely beyond comparison.
Well, that tends to get a bit more, a lot more praise than what I do in a dress, so I don't think I'm quite happy about that.
Don't take it personally.
It's an all-round experience here, like you said. It's the food, it's the welcoming on the red carpet. It's just a place, Pippa, that we wanted a year ago. We wanted to build a place where people could feel safe, you could feel at home, and you could be yourself. And that's most certainly what we've done. And, when somebody's walking your red carpet for the 10th time in a year, you've got to know that you're doing something right. So that's great affirmation,
Fantastic. What is, you've got 3 different shows for the birthday season, but particularly today we'd like to invite everyone to come see Kathy and the Trolley Dollies in full throttle. That starts tonight, doesn't it?
Quite. So I tell you what, full throttle's been running since the 9th of August. It finishes on the 7th of October. So us three girls have been here since December. We did a smaller version of Full Throttle. We sort of fed it Viagra. And it's come bigger and better and bolder, and that finishes on the 7th of October. But we also have, from the 11th of October till the 19th, 9 performances only. This is an incredible triumph for Gate 69. One of the world's most famous vocal impressionists, Christina Bianco, she's all the way from New York. She'll be here for 9 performances only. And then, of course, from the 25th of October till the end of the year, we have Drag Race the Hell out of Witchcraft, and it is our take on our year-end adult pantomime in Macbeth, starring the Trolley Dollies.
Can't wait to come and see it. Brendan Van Rijn, you needn't say any more. I have to cut you to go to news, Brendan, but I do want to say that Gate 69 very generously offered us some tickets to give away for Kathy and the Trolley Dollies. And Brendan, thanks for the double ticket. It's valued at 1,200 Rand and includes not only the show, but that fabulous dinner at Gate 69. If you'd like to win it, please just SMS us now to 31567. We just need your name, your ID number, and the words Gate 69, and we could be sending you to enjoy Kathy and the Trolley Dollies.